It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Fort Sake Fieldhouse, where our Indians are hosting the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. The Rough Riders come in at 4 wins, 2 losses. Indians come in at 2 wins, 4 losses. And should be a pretty good battle tonight. We'll see how it all works out. But so in the JV game, it was back and forth early, but Lady Rough Riders went on a little run in the second quarter, ended up winning 35-23. Indians kind of hung with them from halftime on, but they're already down 10 or 12, so took a little. They tried hard, came back, and I think they got it down to 6 points maybe at one time, but St. Mary's outlasted them 35-23 in the JV contest. So I want to kind of go over a couple of things coming up. On Friday, the boys will play at South Adams, and we'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that that game. And then next week, it's going to be a real interesting weekend right before New Year's. On Thursday, it'll be the Battle of 119, and the Indians host Marion Local on Thursday. And we'll kind of go over that, the schedule of the thing, but it's going to be all day boys and girls basketball, seventh grade through the varsity, and we'll simulcast WPGW with the NFHS video for the varsity games and possibly the JV games. Not sure exactly how that's going to go yet. Also, the Traveling Tribe, if you were listening before we came on the air, you heard their promo for their German dinner. And with this all-day basketball, the dinner will be served from 2 to 6, and that is sausage, mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, I believe applesauce and a roll. And those are pre-sale only from any boys or girls basketball player. And they can also be purchased at the high school office. So. And I believe that this Thursday or Friday is the deadline to get those tickets. So they are pre-sale only, and the Traveling Tribe will be serving those great sausage and sauerkraut and mashed potatoes and applesauce dinners. And that will be on Thursday, next Thursday, and then it'll be Friday, again, the Battle of 119, and that will be at St. Henry. Our teams will all go over there, and that will be also all-day boys and girls basketball, 7th grade through varsity. And we'll simulcast WPGW for that, and the NFHS video will be available, but I'm not sure if there will be audio with that. So you may have to coordinate with either Fort Recovery Radio or WPGW Radio to get the audio for that. Then on Saturday, the boys will host Lincoln View, and we'll simulcast WPGW, and the NFHS video will be, and his audio will be with the NFHS video. So on that, on the Battle of 119 on Wednesday, I believe it will be St. Henry at Marion Local, and then on Thursday it'll be Marion Local at Fort Recovery. And on Friday, it'll be Fort Recovery at St. Henry. So the three teams are going to kind of round robin and try to get everything done. So the games, 9:30, will be the junior high games. The girls will play in the middle school gym, and the boys will play at the high school gym. And then from noon to 1, They're going to clear the gym, and then everything will be played in the high school gym after that. So everything all day will be played in the high school game, in the high school gym, except the girls' junior high will be played. 7th and 8th grade will play at the middle school. So at 1 o'clock, the freshman boys will play. Around 2:15, the JV boys. Around 3:30, the JV girls. Then they'll take a break for the meal, the sausage and sauerkraut. And if people don't have tickets for that, they can run off and go to one of the local restaurants and get some great food. Then at 6 o'clock, it'll be the varsity girls, followed after that around 7:30 by the varsity boys. So we're getting ready for the national anthem and introduction, so we'll take a little break here and be back in just a little bit. Holidays are approaching, and the Tin Cupboard is again taking orders for their delicious homemade pies for your festivities. Everybody loves their pies, and they have lots of different flavors of their tasty fruit pies and lots of other varieties available. Order ahead of time by stopping in or calling 375-3034, then you can focus on all your other holiday preparations. Just let the Tin Cupboard know what pies you want, let them know when you need them, and they'll do the rest. Great to know that even if you won't have the time to make great pies for your guests, or if you just know they make better pies than you do, you can still serve your guests an awesome dessert this holiday season. Just stop in or call the Tin Cupboard at 375-3034 and place your order now.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help when you've had a loss and need help with the claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 419-375-4181.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helva Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians are taking on the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. And so they're in the process of announcing the Indians starters. We'll go over the Lady Rough Riders starters. It'll be number one, Ella Jacobs, number two, Reagan Allemeyer, and number four, Sophia Menker. Let me just kind of start over again, and we'll get their kind of the stats. Number one, Ella Jacobs, a 5'7" senior. Two, Reagan Allemeyer, a 5'5" senior. Sophia Menker, 5'7" sophomore. Ashley Nuss, a 5'8" senior. And Reese Rabel, a 5'8" junior. And for the Indians, it's going to be McKenna Hilskamp, a 5'4" guard. Carly Niekamp, and she's a 5'11" junior. McKenna Hilskamp is a freshman. And it will be also Kennedy Mullenkamp, a 6-foot junior. And Sage Luthold, a 5'10" senior. And Callie Wendell, who is a 5'5" senior. So it will be Sage Luthold jumping against Ella Jacobs. Throws up. Indians get the tip. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will bring it across the center court. Gets it tipped away as she drove into the lane. And it's down on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. So Indians got the tip. That means the Rough Riders, Lady Rough Riders, will get the ball on that alternate possession. 10 seconds into the game here. Want to also welcome all the people on the NFHS video. We hope the audio is working. Some over the last few weeks, somebody has come in and messed around with the controls and has messed everything all up. But we think we have it all straightened out, thanks to Mr. Fullenkamp, the tech guy here. So St. Mary's has the ball. They're passing it around a bunch of times. They did that also in the JV game. Inside they go to Ella Jacobs, and she's up and in for an easy basket. She might have been in the lane a while, but they almost never call that anymore. So Kennedy Mullenkamp has it, gets it to Callie, over to McKenna. She'll dribble across the lane. Gets it over to Carly in the left corner, to back to McKenna. She's out on the left wing. And she'll get it to, tried to get it to Carly, and Carly was cutting, and she threw it where Carly had been. So it'll be the Lady Rough Riders ball. Be Reese Rabel. Gets it in bounds to Reagan Allemeyer. To Rabel again, to Allemeyer over on the left side, and to Sophia Menker down in the right corner to Ella Jacobs. She drives in the lane, kicks it back out. They're passing it around the top again. They dribble inside, knocked away by the Indians, and Kennedy Mullenkamp has it. She'll bring it across center court, being guarded by Ashley Nuss. And she'll come across the lane, kicks it out to McKenna Hilskamp, who buries a three over on the right wing. And the Indians lead 3-2. And the Lady Rough Riders get it across. Ashley Nuss, she gets it over to Menker. She's on the right wing, dribbles out to the top of the key, over to Nuss again, back to Reagan Allemeyer, out past the volleyball line now. And Callie goes out to guard her. She kicks it over to Ashley Nuss. They go inside to Ellie Jacobs, back out, and over into the left corner. Shot up by Reese Rabel, long. Indians with the rebound. And McKenna gets it to Carly. She gets it back out to McKenna on the right wing. She backs it out across the volleyball line. Over to Kennedy on the left wing. She'll dribble down, and she'll get it over to Carly. Carly will dribble into the lane. Makes a great move up and in. And a nice move by Carly Niekamp. And it's 5-2 Indians. 5 minutes, 20 seconds left here in quarter number one. And it'll be Sophia Menker. Dribbles to the foul line, kicks it out on the left wing to Nuss. Nuss gets it to Menker, and she's out past the volleyball line, getting ready to set up the offense. Gets it to Nuss. She gets it out to Rabel. They're both out there pretty good. Gets it to Minker over to Reagan Allemeyer on the right wing. And it'll be Rabel and back to Rabel. And she dribbles in from the left side. Up, shot up, no good, but it's rebounded by, I believe that is number one, Ella Jacobs, and it's 5-4. Indians still with the lead. Kennedy gets it to Carly. Carly, jumper from the foul line, no good. Kennedy with a rebound and up and in. There wasn't anybody around her on that rebound. That was kind of crazy. So the Lady Rough Riders bring it down quickly inside to Ella Jacobs, and she puts one up and in, more or less uncontested. Indians still lead 7-6 with just a little over 4 minutes here in quarter number one. Kennedy has it, tries to get it to Callie, loses the handle, and Nuss will bring it down court, and they're going to say it was out of bounds on the Indians. She kind of lost control, and it bounced off of a couple of girls, and so the Lady Ruffers will have it under their own basket. It'll be Reagan Allemeyer. She's going to trigger it in. She tries to get it to Jacobs and tipped away, but Jacobs recovers it. And they get it inside now to Rabel. And she kicks it back out. And it'll be to Rabel again out on the left wing. Short. And Kennedy Mullenkamp with the rebound. Indians lead by a point, 7-6. And Kennedy gets it to Carly. Carly Niekamp dribbles around the right side. Gets to McKenna Hilskamp again. Another three-pointer up, no good this time. But the loose ball comes back to Sage Luthold. She puts it up and in all by herself under the basket. Indians lead 9-6. And it is the Lady Rough Riders. They try to go inside, and it's a little long, and Sage Luthold has it, gives it to Kennedy. She'll bring it across center court. 3:09 left here in quarter number one. Kennedy will dribble into the lane, goes up for a left-handed shot, no good. Sage Luthold with a rebound. She puts it up and in, and it is 11-6. Indians with a five-point lead now. Two quick, easy baskets for Sage Luthold. So the Rough Riders have it now, and it is Reese Rabel. She tries to go inside, gets inside to Graber. I didn't see her come in, but Sierra Graber, and that's up and in, 11-8. Indians still lead. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will bring the ball up. She's out past the volleyball line, calling a play. She'll dribble in, and she'll try to kick it back out. Recovers it, gets it to Callie. And McKenna Hilskamp has the ball. She'll make a nice move inside, off the mark, but it comes off the rebound comes off of Sage's hand and out of bounds. So the Riders, Lady Left Riders, will bring it in. And that will be Reese Rabel getting it in, to Reagan Allemeyer. And Cadence Hirschfeld now in the game for the Lady Rough Riders, and she's out on the left wing. They kick it over to Reese Rabel. Long three, and that's up and in, and it's tied at 11 now. Just under 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Kennedy gets it to Callie. Callie's barely touched the ball tonight. Kennedy to McKenna. She goes up short, saves it to the Rough Riders. Ella Jacobs has it, gets it to Reagan Allemeyer. And Rabel down in the left wing. She gets it back up top to Allemeyer. Hirschfeld with it way out on the right wing. She'll dribble across to the top of the key. Gets it to Allemeyer on the left. Three-point shot up, no good. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the rebound. 1:15 left here in the first quarter. Tied at 11. And Mullenkamp gets it to Callie. Callie looked to get a shot. She goes inside to Sage Luthold. And she's fouled as she puts the shot up. So she'll go to the line. That'll be, I believe that's only the second foul for them. Indians have no fouls. Well, that's the team's first foul, so that's the first foul of the contest. And Sage will be at the line, and she'll put one up and in. Indians lead at 12-11 now. 6:00. And Sage will get another shot. Sage up and bounces around and off, and the rebound goes to the Lady Rough Riders, and it'll be Allemeyer bringing the ball up. She gets it to Jacobs. She's looking to get a shot, but she can't get the move. She gets backs her defender off a little, gets a shot off, but rebounded by the Indians. Callie brings it up to Carly Niekamp. Callie Wendell out at the top on the left wing. Three-pointer up, no good. Indians still lead by one, 38 seconds, and Allmeyer dribbles down and kicks it back to Jacobs. No good from about 5 feet. Lady Rough Riders with the rebound. Next shot up, no good, and Callie has the ball, bringing it up with 22 seconds left. She'll bring it across center court. And she's dribbling there, putting a little defense on her, so the officials haven't started counting any, so it's not that good a close a defense. It looked like it might be, but so they get it to Carly on the left wing. She dribbles in, under 5 seconds, tries to put it up, and blocked, they say. Looked like there could have been some contact, but under the basket, 0.6. Indians have the ball, 12-11 is the score here, and we get it into Kennedy Molenkamp. She puts it up. No good. So end of quarter number one. It is Indians 12, Lady Rough Riders 11. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics in Portland is so much more than just a GE appliance store. Stroll's has air fryer baskets, foot warmers, panini makers, cameras, consumer cellular phones, electric corkscrews, snow cone makers, and so much more. Be sure to stop by Stroll's at 1513 North Meridian Street at the north edge of Portland when you're holiday shopping and look over their many gift ideas. And don't forget the batteries.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse, where our Indians are leading 12-11 after one quarter. And Carly will get the ball into Kennedy to start quarter number two. She's out on the right wing, backed off behind the volleyball line. Now moves up a little bit. She's getting ready for the play. Gets Carly down in the corner. Carly's kind of getting trapped. She tries to get it underneath the basket, and it's taken by the Lady Rough Riders. It is Allmeyer dribbling down to the corner. She gets it out to Sophia Minker, who puts a three in from the right wing. And the Lady Rough Riders now lead 14-12. Indians with the ball. Kennedy gets it to Callie. Callie out deep on the right wing. McKenna out deep on the top of the key. Back to Callie, to Kennedy at the top of the key, to McKenna. She looked for a three, but didn't take it and tried to get it down to Sage in the corner and knocked away by the Lady Rough Riders. And Carly Niekamp will trigger it in for our Lady Indians. Not quite a minute gone here in quarter number two. Indians now trail 14-12. Kennedy with the ball. Callie on the right wing, deep to Carly. Kennedy on the left wing, down to Sage in the left corner. Inside to Carly. She turns, nice move, ball doesn't go. Rebound by Sophia Minker for the Lady Rough Riders. Gets to Allmeyer over in the left wing to Reese Rabel. She'll dribble into the lane, tries to go up with one, does get through the traffic, might have taken one extra step, but no call, and it's up and in, and it is 16-12. The Lady Rough Riders have scored five. Indians have scored zero this quarter. Minute and a half gone here. Kennedy with the ball on the left wing. She'll get it to McKenna. Top of the key. Three-pointer up. No good. It was a good shot. Open. Carly with the rebound. She'll go into the lane. That kicks it back out to McKenna. She'll back off. And Kennedy gets it in to Carly. She makes a move. Goes up. And she is fouled in the act of shooting, probably by Reese Rabel. Yep. So that'll be the That's her first and the first foul of the quarter for the Lady Rough Riders. Carly Niekamp at the line. Indians down 16-12. She has two. First one up, round off the front of the rim, back to the rim, and dead through the middle. So 16-13. Nuss will come in and replace, I believe, Rabel. And Carly will get one more foul shot. 16-13, Indians trailing by three now. Carly up and around the rim and doesn't go in this time. And it was Kennedy had the rebound but knocked away, and it'll be the Indians ball out of bounds under our own basket. And Callie will get it into McKenna, to Kennedy, to back around to McKenna, to Carly. They're moving the ball pretty quick. And there's Kennedy with an open three. Oh, just misses. Looked like it was right on line, but just slightly long. And rebound to the Rough Riders, Ashley Nuss. But when she grabbed it, she had her toe on the line. So Indians will take it out again under our own basket. Again, trailing 16-13. McKenna with the ball. Gets it over to Callie. Callie dribbles in the lane. Kicks it out to Sage. Back to Callie, deep at the top of the key. She'll fake a shot that goes into, or gets it over to Kennedy, to Carly. She'll dribble to the right, gets it over to Callie on the right wing. That is up, off a little bit. So Callie has missed a couple of shots here, but she'll start hitting them if we get her enough chances. So McKenna with the ball after the rebound. Callie, again, gets it over to Carly. She'll dribble into the lane, can't get a shot off, and taken away by the Lady Rough Riders, and it'll be Allmeyer and over to Minker. She'll dribble to the top of the key, gets it over to Graber, and back to Ashley Nuss, over to Ellie Jacobs. They're moving the ball pretty good. Try to get it over to Sophia Minker in the right corner, just out of her reach and out of bounds. 4:47 left here in the second quarter, and it'll be Indians ball trailing by three. Kennedy gets it into Callie Wendell. And there is some pressure here by the Lady Rough Riders. And we're at about a 6 or 7 count here. We need to get it across, and we do, to Sage Luthold. And Kennedy has it back out past the volleyball line, dribbles up to the right wing, goes into the lane, kicks it over to McKenna. She'll get it to Carly Niekamp, to Callie Wendell. She'll dribble to the foul line, kicks it to McKenna. She'll back it out a little bit on the right wing, and she'll dribble into the lane, tipped away. We get it out to Callie, to Kennedy down in the left corner, to Callie on the left wing, pretty deep and being guarded. She'll dribble out across the top of the key. She's over on the right wing now. Dribbles back to the top of the key, out past the volleyball line, to McKenna Hillskamp, who dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out to Carly Niekamp. She dribbles in, and it is tipped away, but they say there's an arm on her when she passed the ball. It was a little bit of a late whistle, but that was mostly because if that pass had been completed, they wouldn't have called a foul, but since it was intercepted, they did call a foul on the Lady Rough Riders. That's their second of the quarter. We get it over to Sage Luthold, and she puts in about a 15 or 18-footer from the right side of the lane, and it is now 16-15, Indians down by one. And Ashley Nuss gets it over to Jacobs. Jacobs gets it to Allmeyer. Allmeyer over to Rabel, who has it, dribbles out at the top of the key, kicks it over to Allmeyer on the right wing. She's looking to get it inside, dribbles to the left. Gets it. They're moving the ball pretty fast. They'll get it to Rabel. She'll dribble in, kicks it back out to Minker, and Rabel will throw a three-pointer up, and it is up and in, and it is 19-15 with the Lady Rough Riders. 5 minutes into the second quarter, excuse me, are now leading 19-15, and the Rough Riders, Lady Rough Riders, are going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll just kind of stay here with them. So the Indians led first at the end of the first quarter, 12-11. We've scored three, and they've scored eight here in the second quarter. We've had the ball on our end, it seems like, quite a bit, but can't get it in. Their defense is pretty good, and we've had some pretty decent shots that just didn't go in. So I think we'll be okay. Those shots will start falling, but we don't want to wait too long. We're down four right now, and we want to get ourselves going. So we'll see how that goes. 3 minutes, 5 seconds left here in the second quarter. Again, Indians down 19 to 15. And it will be Indians ball under the basket. Carly is triggering it in. She gets it into Kennedy under, excuse me, that's not under our basket. That's their basket. And Kennedy gets it in, and she brings it across, and it's tipped away by the Lady Rough Riders. So Carly kicks it into Kennedy in the backcourt. She'll get it across. Indians looking to get some action here on the offense. Callie has it, dribbles to the left side, inside to Sage. She'll make a nice move up and in. Yes, nice little right-handed hook. And it is 19-17, and that is 10 points for Sage Leuthold. She is carrying us right now, and that is great news. She's had some games where she can't get a shot off, and she has 10 points for the Indians and is kind of single-handedly keeping us in the game. Lady Rough Riders have the ball. Minker over on the left corner. She dribbles out to the left wing, out to Nuss. Gets it to Rabel in the right. Goes inside to Sophia Minker, and she'll get a two-pointer underneath. 21-17, Indians down four again. Just over 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. And Carly has it. She'll dribble to the left side. Goes inside to Kennedy. Kennedy up with a nice shot and up and in. 21-19. And it'll be the Lady Rough Riders with the ball. It'll be Sophia Minker on the right wing. She'll dribble out past the volleyball line. And she'll get it over to Rabel. Rabel will bring it over to Minker. Kicks it over to Allmeyer inside, or on the left wing, tries to go inside and off their hands and out of bounds. So the Lady Indians will bring it in. There's going to be a little pressure here, so they're going to need to get it in and get up court. Don't seem to be in a hurry, but 4 or 5 seconds have gone off the clock. Carly gets the ball. She'll try to get it across center court. And it is taken away by the Lady Rough Riders. And they'll get it over to Nuss on the right wing. She puts it up, no good. Three-pointer missed. And Carly with the rebound. Minute and 4 seconds left here in the first half. It'll be McKenna Hillskamp. Shot up, no good. And Sage with the rebound, but they say she was on the back of the Lady Rough Rider, so that is Indians, her first foul and the Indians' first foul of this quarter. And the Lady Rough Riders will bring it up court. Reagan Allmeyer has the ball, gets it to Rabel, back to Allmeyer, but taken away. McKenna has it. She gets it over to Callie Wendell. She tries to get it inside, taken away. And the Rough Riders are on the run again. Nuss just about taken away, but it gets to Allmeyer. She gets it down in the corner to Nuss. And back out to Allmeyer over in the left corner now to Minker. Then back out to Allmeyer at the top. 22 seconds left here in the half. Indians down two. Rough Riders have the ball. And looks like they're going to work on getting one shot. 11 seconds. And they throw it back out to Allmeyer. But she wasn't able. It was past her. Goes in the backcourt, and it is touched. She touched it because we were going to grab it and get an easy basket. So she touched it, and now it'll be the Indians' ball, 6.9 seconds, basically 7 seconds left here in the half. Indians down two. Callie bringing the ball in. She'll get it to McKenna. Tries to get it back to Callie. Tipped out of bounds. It's now 4.7 for the Indians. And it'll be Callie triggering it in again. So we have basically 5 seconds to get this shot off. McKenna, and she'll get it across center court. and goes to Callie in the corner. She tries to get it back out to Kennedy and taken away by the Lady Rough Riders, and that will end quarter number two. So it's halftime. Indians trail 21-19. We'll be back in just a little bit with some things going on, and we'll see you in just a minute or two.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Time is running out and the Christmas clock is ticking away. If you're still on the hunt for some great toys for the kids, Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery should be your next stop. From now until the end of the year, for every $100 of Case IH toys you buy, you'll get $20 off. Pedal tractors, farm sets, toy tractors, and combines, your little ones will love them. Hurry in and save. This deal only applies to Case IH toys. Merry Christmas from Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Gents, boys, and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians trailing 21-19, and I think I misinformed you a little bit. Sage Leuthold has 9 points. I thought she had 10. I miscounted there. And let's see, who else has points for our Indians? Carly Niekamp has 3. Kennedy Mullenkamp has 4. And McKenna Hulskamp has 3. She had a 3 midway through the first quarter, I believe. And for the Lady Rough Riders, they are led by Reese Rabel. She has 8. And Sophia Menker has 5. And Ella Jacobs has 6. There's 2 that aren't up on the board. But so Indians trailing 21-19 here in at halftime. And we have, I believe it's, they said the 6th grade girls are playing. They played some at halftime of the JV, and now they're playing a little bit here in the halftime of the varsity, and you know, just pretty neat watching the young girls playing. It's pretty wild and woolly, and it's just awesome to watch because they're just hustling around everywhere. So their skills are not quite what you'd love to see, but they're really good for 6th graders, and they're not afraid to shoot it. There's one up and in. Don't know who it was, but that was a really good shot. But anyway, things going on. Of course, everybody's talked a little bit about the Christmas gala coming up tomorrow night. That will be live on Fort Recovery Radio, but you can that'll be audio. And then on Fort Recovery Radio Facebook page and on YouTube, look for Fort Recovery Radio Christmas. Should bring it up on YouTube. You can actually watch the three plus hours of really good and really bad music and just other really good stuff talking about things going on, and the guys always do a great job I try to stay out of their way because they're just really good at it. Stubner Boys, Harold Feely, and Rocker Bond Villain. Everything controlled by Chuck Rohr, the probably the greatest engineer in the history of radio. So he takes care of the cameras. He takes care of the audio. He sets everything up. And Courtney, his wife, his beautiful wife, helps out some when he'll let her. She's pretty good at it, but he doesn't like people. He likes to do everything himself, and it turns out pretty well that way. So big thank you to Chuck Rohr, because it wouldn't be, none of the rest of us have any clue how to do any of that. And he does it kind of with his eyes closed, so he's just outstanding. And if you do want to make donations, you can drop by. Santa Claus will be there. He'll have some gifts for the kids, so make sure you bring the kids out. And Santa will be there, and we'll I'm getting distracted by the girl by the sixth grade girls game, but anyway, so you can bring it out. You can, we have a lot of donations already mailed in, and everything goes to help families in the area. If you want to go on the Fort Recovery Radio Facebook page or Jack Stogler's Facebook page, he has a list of some of the families. Some of them don't want their names out there, and that's absolutely okay. I think we have 9 names, but I think there's 20-something people we've already committed to help. So over the past, this will be year number 8, so in 7 years, we've raised over $600,000 to give away to families in need. Most cases, it is families that have been suffering some hardships with medical problems. Almost everybody has medical insurance, and that'll pay the medical bills, but there's so many other things that cost you money that insurance can't and won't cover. People missing work. Somebody's in the hospital in, let's say, Columbus. So somebody has to go there and stay overnight. You've got that expense. You've got the cost of driving. You got not working. You've got all kinds of things going on. And so we're trying to help people with that. And actually, if they don't really need the money for those expenses, we don't care what they do with it. If they want to spend it on vacations, if they want to put it in their retirement fund, a lot of times they do need that money. But other times we just want to help out and take the financial pressure off. We cannot heal anybody, but we can help with the financial pressure that causes a lot of stress in families when there's things like that going on. So if you're interested in helping out, you can come out, drop some money off. If you're writing checks, please write them to Fort Recovery Community Foundation and put FRR Christmas in the memo line so it gets to the right place. And you can mail them directly to the Fort Recovery Community Foundation at Box 52, Fort Recovery, or Fort Recovery Radio at Box 541 in Fort Recovery. So any way you do it, we love it when people come by. We'll have some snacks and stuff inside if you want to come inside and say hi and watch. I believe that Karen Meyering is bringing some singers. I think the several of the ladies from the Mary Help of Christians church choir will be there singing songs, and Tracy Evers West Curtis will have a number of high school students and maybe some alumni coming in and singing. One of the things that's, well, a couple of the highlights over the years have been Bob Stogler singing My Way, and we've just in the last few years we've discovered that Isaac Lefevre sounds a lot like Michael Bublé, and he sings some good songs. So let's just take a quick break. We'll come back with quarter number 3, Indians Trail, 21-19. Be back in just a minute.
holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, and everything you'll need to make your favorite dish. Plus their famous cheese balls and, of course, their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just stop by and grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, call them a few days ahead of time and they'll have it ready to go for you when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Indians trail 21-19 going into quarter number three. And it will be the Lady Rough Riders' ball to start the third quarter. They lead by two. And it will be Rabel into Allmeyer. And she'll dribble to the right side to Menker at the top of the key. Tries to get it over to Rabel and knocked away by the Indians. They'll take it out. The Lady Riders will take it out by their bench. Get it into Menker. She'll drive across the... Well, she's out, they're both out past the volleyball line. Now they get it to Rabel on the left wing, down to Allmeyer in the corner, and they try to go underneath, and Carly Niekamp jumps in, grabs it, and she'll make a nice move in the lane. Up, no good, and McKenna Hilskamp fights for the rebound, gets it out. There's Callie from three, and it still won't go. We need to get her hot. She's missed every one of her shots, I believe. I don't believe she has any points, and she's usually pretty deadly. So it's now Nuss with the ball for the Lady Riders, and Menker has it now to Allmeyer on the left. She'll bring it out to the top of the key, gets it over to Nuss, back to Allmeyer. She'll get it back to Nuss. Excuse me, that's Rabel out there at the top of the key. She'll get it over in the corner to Menker. And she dribbles it out, gets it to Ellie Jacobs out past the volleyball line. And it'll be back to her on the right wing. She gets it over to Rabel in the corner. And she puts up a three and puts it in from the corner. And that makes it 24-19. Indians down five now. Carly Niekamp drives in the lane, makes a nice move up, no good, gets her own rebound. She fakes to going out and puts it back up and in, and she gets the and one. So Carly Niekamp with a nice move. Basket goes in, and she's fouled. And that'll be Ella Jacobs with the foul, her first, and the first for the Lady Riders here in the third quarter. 6:19 left. And that one is off the front of the rim. And McKenna gets the rebound, but she's pushed out of bounds, bumped out of bounds, really. 24-21, and the Indians will take it out in front of our bench on our end of the court. And everybody's set. Yep, they moved us up here a little closer to the scorer's bench. Not that that matters a bunch. Carly gets it into Kennedy. Kennedy gets it over to Callie on the left. She's out past the volleyball line into Carly at the foul line. She gets it over in the corner to Kennedy. Kennedy with a three up and around. No good. I think they're going to call Sage Leuthold for her second foul, kind of over the top of the young lady. That'll be the first of the quarter for the Indians. And the Lady Rough Riders will take it out. It'll be Rabel to Allmeyer. She'll dribble it across the center court with no defense and gets it to Jacobs down on the foul line. She's trying to get it out to somebody. Finally gets it out to Allmeyer and in the corner, then back to Allmeyer. They try to go underneath to Sierra Graber and just out of her reach. She did get her fingers on it but could never get a hold of it and goes out of bounds. Indians get the ball. A little bit of pressure here. And it's Kennedy to Carly. Carly will dribble it across, and she'll get it to McKenna. McKenna will dribble in the lane, kick it back out to Callie. She'll dribble into the lane, and it's stolen away by Menker. And she'll dribble all the way down, and it's tipped away. Looks like that might have been McKenna that tipped it out of bounds. She was dribbling down into the corner. She could not get to the basket, and we tipped it away. And it'll be the Lady Rough Riders triggering it in under their own basket. They get it into Graber. She puts up a layup and misses. Indians rebound. Kennedy Mullenkamp has the ball, brings it down. She goes into the lane. A nice left-hander up and in. And it's 24-23. Indians score four straight here. And it'll be Minker bringing the ball across for the Lady Rough Riders to Allmeyer. And she loses the ball. And it'll be McKenna. Indians with a chance to go ahead. McKenna goes straight at the basket. It's up and off. Oh, man, it was a good shot. But it did not go in. Rough Riders have it. They get it. Travel that didn't get called. It's Allmeyer in the corner. They're moving the ball quickly. And it is Nuss. Gets it across. And here we go with Rabel. And another three-pointer. And Rabel, I believe, has 14 points for the Lady Rough Riders. Several three-pointers, and we can't get one. Kennedy has the ball to McKenna. She'll drive across the lane. Up, no good. Rebound, Lady Rough Riders, and they'll get it ahead to Rabel. Over to Nuss. She kicks it over to, Minker. Back out to Rabel for another three. That one missed, finally. And Kennedy Mullenkamp gets the ball in the corner, but she got that rebound in the corner, but had her toe on the line. So it'll be Rough Riders ball, leading 27-23, leading by four again after another three-pointer by Rabel. And it'll be Allmeyer out of the left wing. She'll get it to Rabel. Over to Minker, back to Allmeyer. Inside, Indians with the rebound. Ashley Nuss with the miss inside. And Kennedy Mullenkamp has the ball. She'll get it to Carly, and she'll drive. She saw an opening, drove into the lane, and kind of got blocked off there, and she goes to put a shot up, and it was partially blocked. They call a jump ball. It'll be on alternate possession. The Indians will have it under our own basket. So it'll be Callie Wendell going to trigger it in for the Indians, and she gets it to Carly. Carly's going to try to make a move back out to Callie, and she fakes her defender and still can't make that three. So it's rebound by the Lady Rough Riders. Hirschfeld gets it out to Minker. Rabel with the ball. Then to Allmeyer. She'll dribble into the lane, tries to go inside off a couple of people, and back outside, and now it's all everybody's scrambling for it, and we have a three-point shot in the corner by Cadence Hirschfeld. Missed. Rebound to the Lady Rough Riders. 3 minutes left here in quarter number three. Indians down 27-23, and the Lady Rough Riders try to get it over here on this side and threw it about 3 feet over the lady's head. So it'll be the Indians ball in front of the St. Mary's Rough Riders bench. Carly giggling with a couple of their players. And it'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp brings it across. Again, Indians down 27-23. Kennedy gets it to Carly. Carly to Callie. Callie will dribble over, gets it to McKenna. McKenna will kick it to Kennedy in the corner. She puts it up. Again, no good. We can't make a three. Callie had the rebound. Somebody grabbed it away, and they're going to call a jump ball again, and I believe that will take the ball to the visitors. Yep. So it'll be Lady Rough Riders with the ball. And it's going to be Rabel going to trigger it in. Indians with some pressure here. They got three defenders on their end, making it a little tough. I'm going to say it's about five count now, but they get it across. Minker dribbles it across on the right wing. She'll dribble it back out to the top of the key. And down in the corner to Allmeyer. She dribbles it out to the top of the key. Gets it back to Jacobs. Jacobs will go inside for Sierra Graber. And that's going to be a foul probably on Guggenbiller. Yep. That will be a foul on Sophia Guggenbiller. That's her first, team second of the quarter. And, again, Indians trail 27-23. And the Lady Rough Riders get it in to Jacobs. She's out near the foul line. She'll dribble down, kicks it back out. And that's up and in for Sophia Menker. I believe they're going to call that a two. Nope, that's a three-pointer. So it's 30-23. Indians down seven now. They've made threes, and we have not. I don't believe we've made one three this whole game. Callie has missed several. Kennedy has missed several, and we've had some plenty of good chances. So it'll be Kennedy trying to bring it across, and it's tipped out of bounds. So Indians will take it out in front of our own bench. And Cameron Mullenkamp is in the game, in addition to Sophia Guggenbiller, who we mentioned earlier, is in the game instead of the regular starters. So Cameron will have it on the left wing. She'll kick it over to Callie. Callie kind of looked to shoot. She'll dribble into the foul line. She'll kick it over to Sage in the corner, back out to Kennedy at the top. And Carly goes into Guggenbiller. She'll put it up, and she is fouled, I believe, in the act of shooting by Sierra Graber. Yep, they're going to give her two shots. And that is the third foul, I believe, for the Lady Rough Riders here in quarter number three. Minute 20 left, and Guggenbiller has a chance to get us some points. First one up and bounced off the rim and the backboard, and no good. So its score remains 30-23. Indians trailing minute 20 here in the third quarter. Sophia puts her next one up. Yep, perfect. It looked good the second it came out of her hand. So it is 30-24. Indians down six. Be great. Allmeyer getting it over to Rabel, and she'll get it back to Jacobs. Over to Allmeyer, back to Jacobs. She dribbles under the basket, kicks it out to Sophia Menker on the right corner, and goes through her hands. And so the Indians will bring it in. It'll be Callie getting it into Kennedy. She'll bring it across center court with no pressure, and she'll dribble down into the lane, kicks it out to Sage, and she'll get it to Cameron. She'll get it to Callie. She'll dribble across the left side. Sage will dribble into the lane, kicks it back out to Carly. And this is, that was Callie's shot. I was sure it was going in, and it did not. Indians still down six. 35 seconds left here in the third quarter. And the Lady Rough Riders will bring it back out. Probably going to go for one shot here with 25 seconds left. Ella Jacobs has it. It'll get over to Menker, out to Graber, to Allmeyer, to Jacobs, to Rabel. She'll go out, 13 seconds left, and she'll get it to Graber again, and to Jacobs out at the top. Allmeyer will dribble into the lane, put up a shot, and they're going to give her a foul in the act of shooting. And so it'll be the Indians' third foul, and it will be on, that's on Sage Luthel. That's her third foul. So Reagan Allmeyer at the line, first one up and off the back of the rim. So the Indians get a little bit of a break, 1.9 seconds, basically 2 seconds left. And Indians trail 30-24 now. Indians have only scored 5 points here, and the Lady Rough Riders have scored 9. And now 10. 31-24. Kennedy throws up a long shot, well short, and that'll end quarter number three. Indians trail 31-24, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Everybody has that hard-to-buy-for person on their Christmas list, and Mary Colleen's has just what you need to solve that problem for you. Mary Colleen's gift cards. You can get them from $5 up to $500, and they can be used for anything they sell at Mary Colleen's. Bowling equipment and games, food, drinks, anything they offer at Mary Colleen's. Don't spend your time looking online or in the stores for something they don't want. Just head out to Mary Colleen's and get your Christmas shopping done fast and easy, and they'll love you for it. Mary Colleen's gift cards, the best Christmas gift you can give them.
Most
jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Indians get the ball to start quarter number four, trailing 31-24, down seven. Carly with the ball gets to McKenna. She puts up a runner, no good. Rebound fought for. Kennedy gets it in the corner, and she gets it out to Callie's at the top of the key here. Gets it over to McKenna, almost taken away. And it'll be Sage in the corner, no good. And rebound fought for. Kennedy Mullenkamp comes away with it. She outstretched him, and it's 31-26. Indians with the first 2 points here in the fourth quarter. And it will be Rabel over to Allmeyer. Back to Rabel, goes in, kicks it back out, and it will be, can't see the number, going under the basket, knocked away by the Indians. That was Nuss trying to go in, and McKenna has the ball, goes in, and they're going to call a foul. I guess, it might have been an out of bounds. Yeah, there's no foul showing on the board, so I guess somebody was stepping on the line. So it'll be Rabel getting it in to Minker. A little bit of pressure by Sage. She has three fouls, so we don't want to get too much pressure. And she gets it to Jacobs and taken away by Carly Niekamp. She'll dribble down the left side, gets it to Callie. Callie's on the left wing. Fakes going in, dribbles out to the top of the key, gets it to Kennedy. They're both out past the volleyball line. Indians down 31-26. 6.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Kennedy out deep. She'll drive into the lane, and she'll try to get one up, and looks like Rabel knocked it away, and Riders come away with it, and it's Nuss, and she gets it to Rabel. Rabel's looking to get it inside, can't get it inside, goes over to Minker on the right wing. And there's going to be a foul. And that foul will be on McKenna Hilskamp. That's her first foul. I didn't see what it was. It was under the basket away from the basketball. So it'll be Ryder's ball inbounds. They get it to Jacobs at the foul line. She'll dribble down to the right side, kicks it into the right corner. And that is up, no good. Carly with the rebound. And Kennedy Mullenkamp, and it's knocked away by Reagan Allmeyer right before Kennedy was crossing midcourt. So Carly will get into Kennedy. Under 6 minutes now. Indians down by 5, 31-26. Kennedy has it, gets it to Callie, over to Carly. Carly dribbles into the lane. Callie thought she might shoot a three, takes it back, gets it to Kennedy. She drives in. Nice little 5-foot jumper from the right side or left side. And it is 31-28. Indians only down three now. They've cut 4 points out of the lead. We've scored four. They've scored none so far. And it is Rabel getting it over to Allmeyer. She'll dribble into. She's going to dribble into the lane off the baseline. So that'll be McKenna Hilskamp foul. That's only her second, but both of them in the last minute or so. So it'll be Allmeyer going to trigger it in under the Lady Riders' own basket. And that's to Rabel. She puts up a long three, finally misses one. And a long rebound. Indians almost stole it. And it'll come back. It'll be Allmeyer. And she'll get it to Minker on the right wing. She'll get it up here on the top to Graber. Goes over to Allmeyer off her hands and into the St. Mary's bench. Indians with the ball now under 5 minutes. 4:54 left here in the fourth quarter and only down three with the possession. So the Indians have scored four and held St. Mary's scoreless here in quarter number four. Kennedy drives in and think they're going to call a reach-in foul. That would be the first foul on the Lady Rough Riders. And that's Minker, I believe. And that's her first foul. Carly gets it to Kennedy. Kennedy out on the right wing. There's Callie. She looked like she might gonna get it, but they came. Looked like she was going to take a shot. And they came out on her pretty quick. Even though she hasn't made a point tonight, they know she is a shooter, so they came out on her pretty quick. Knocked away by the Lady Riders, and Indians will trigger it in. And it will be Kennedy gets it in to Carly. Carly tries to get it to Kennedy under the basket, kicked away by the Rough Riders, Ella Jacobs. So the Indians will try it again. It'll be Kennedy triggering the ball in again. And she's going to get it to Callie in the right corner, to Carly on the right wing, inside to Kennedy. She cannot hang on to the ball, and kind of she tried to put it on the ground, and it was kind of held by one of the Rough Riders and caused her to travel. So it'll be the Lady Riders ball with 4.5 minutes to go. And I threw it over to Rabel. She tried to throw it back to Allemeyer, who was cutting toward the basket and goes over into the Fort Recovery bleachers. So Indians ball again, 4:20 left here. And Kennedy has the ball, brings it over to the right wing, dribbles back to the top of the key to Carly, goes into the lane, tries to get a shot off, kicks it back out to Callie on the right wing to Kennedy at the top of the key. She'll dribble in, kick it back out to Carly, to Callie for a three. Just can't get one, just long. Man, she's had five good shots, and none of them have gone in. 3 minutes, 52 seconds, and the Lady Rough Riders will take a timeout, and we'll take one, too. Be back in just a moment.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Indians trail 31-28, but we have outscored the Lady Rough Riders 4-0 here in quarter number four, and it'll be the Rough Riders ball after a timeout, and they get it inbounds, almost taken away by McKenna. So it'll be Minker over to Rabel, who leads everybody with 14 and a number, I'm going to say three or four beautiful three-pointers. They'll get it down into Minker. She goes to the basket, and it'll be a foul on the Indians, Kennedy Mullenkamp. That'll be her first foul. She leads the team with 10 points, but also Sage Luthold has 9, and it will be Minker at the line trying to get a point here in the fourth quarter for the Lady Rough Riders, and she misses her first foul shot. So she'll get one more. Again, 31-28, the Lady Rough Riders ahead here. They were ahead by 7 at the beginning of this quarter and have not scored. That one bounces around and does not go in, so they're still scoreless. Sage Luthold with the rebound and tapped away by Allmeyer. And it'll be the Indians' ball. There'll be a little pressure here. Carly into Kennedy. Kennedy back to Carly. Carly will dribble it, but we're still not across their foul line yet. And we need to get it across. We did finally. I'm going to say it was a 9 count that we got it across on. Callie has it. Back to Kennedy out at the out past the volleyball line. Way out on the right. Over to Callie. to McKenna. She'll kick it to Kennedy. She'll dribble across the lane. And we're trying to get Callie open, and we can't. She dribbled down to the baseline and tipped away by one of the Lady Rough Riders. So it'll be Callie taking the ball, triggering the ball inbounds for the Indians. And she gets it to Kennedy in the left corner, to Carly out on the left wing, to Sage out on the right wing, to Kennedy down in the right corner, back to Sage on the right. And Carly out at the top of the key, goes, dribbles in, kicks it back out to McKenna. She'll put up a three. That looks pretty good. Nope, it's off. And it is a rebound for Ella Jacobs for the Lady Rough Riders. And it'll be Rabel with the ball. And who gets it easy for Hirschfeld. She put it, went right at the basket. Nobody ahead of her, and she missed. Rebound Indians. 2:20 left. Indians still down three, but have scored all the points in the fourth quarter here. And McKenna dribbles down in, pulls the defenders, gets it to Sage Leuthold, who puts it up and in. Beautiful pass to Sage Leuthold. She now leads the team with 11, and it'll be a quick timeout for the, I believe, the Lady Rough Riders. We'll be back in just a second.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kapp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age kids, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians now down 31-30. We were down 7 to start the quarter, and we are now only down 1. We've scored 6 and have held them scoreless here in quarter number 4. Let's see if we can finish this off real good. Lady Rough Riders with the ball. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt, and they do get it across, probably a 6 or 7 count. Tipped away by McKenna Hillskamp, but that's going to be a foul on her, and that'll be her third, I believe, all in this quarter, I believe. Two of them came within a minute of each other. So it'll be Riders' ball inbounds. They'll get it to Allmeyer. She gets back to Rabel on the right wing, dribbles way out top. And Graber over to Allmeyer. She'll get it to Jacobs, over to Menker. They're all staying out there pretty far. And it is Rabel back out to Allmeyer, has the ball now across the top of the key. And Graber, and gets it. They're trying to get a three-point shot up. No good, not able to, I should say. And it is, they're passing it pretty fast. It is Allmeyer with the ball, and it looks like Carly might have fouled her coming around there, and that will be a shooting foul because that is foul number 5 or 6 on our Indians. So it's just not going to work for things. So it's shots up and no good. Still have not scored. They've had two. This will be, that was the third foul shot they've had and missed those. And it'll be Allmeyer up again. And that one bounces around, and that doesn't go in. And Carly with the rebound. Kennedy brings it across center court. She'll drive in the lane, tries to go up for a shot, and she is fouled. And that'll be a foul on Ella Jacobs. That's her third foul on Ella Jacobs. Team's second here in the fourth quarter, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go to the line to shoot a couple of shots, and that is up and off. Oh, man. Indians down 1. We have outscored them 6-0 here in the fourth quarter, but we need to get this point in there. Minute 16 left. Kennedy's next one up off the front of the rim, back of the rim, and in. So we're now tied. And again, the Rough Riders have not scored here in the fourth quarter. They had a 7-point lead coming in. Indians have scored all 7 points here. And it is Rough Riders, almost knocked away by McKenna. That'll go out to Minker. She looked at a three-pointer but didn't take it. That's Rabel out at the top, dribbles to the top of the key, gets it to Graber, gets it over to Menker on the left. She dribbles to the key, goes to Jacobs, and she'll dribble down to the basket. And she tried to get it across court and stolen by Callie. 40 seconds, and the Indians were having a little trouble getting the ball up court. They were after them, and so we call a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. That's a full timeout. We'll be back in just a minute after this from Tin Cupboard.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse, where our Indians are now tied with the Lady Rough Riders. It was 31-24 at the end of three. Indians have scored seven. Rough Riders have scored zero here in the fourth quarter. And it'll be Indians ball with 36 seconds left in, we'll call it regulation, fourth quarter here. Carly Niekamp will trigger the ball in. There is defense everywhere. And Kennedy Mullenkamp has the ball. She's trying to get it across the center court. And she does. Gets it to Carly at the foul line. McKenna had a shot on the left. But it was taken. Oh, man. Tried to throw it to Carly Niekamp. And Allemeyer stepped in front and fell out of bounds. And they said that Carly pushed her. There might have been a slight touch, but it did not cause her to go out of bounds. Carly was just trying to get the ball. So anyway, it will be a foul shot for Reagan Allemeyer. Score tied. And Allemeyer finally puts a point on the board for the Lady Rough Riders here in the fourth quarter. They lead now 32-31. And Fort Recovery will call another timeout. So we'll take one with them.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse. And the Indians are now down a point, 24.3, and Allemeyer will have one more chance at another foul shot. That was she made the first of her two. That was the first points scored by the Rough Riders in the fourth quarter. Second and up, off, and Sage Leuthold has the ball, gets it to Callie. A little bit of pressure getting the ball up, but she gets it, and Kennedy Mullenkamp has it. Gets it over to Carly, 15 seconds. She gets it in the corner to McKenna, and Coach Deitch will call another timeout here. 11.4, and that's a full timeout. We'll just take a timeout with them and be back in just a minute or two.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians have the ball with 10 seconds to go here. And Kennedy gets it over to Carly, tipped away by one of the Lady Rough Riders. Indians down 32-31, 5.9 seconds. And St. Mary's will take a timeout. And he's going to take a full timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. Be back very shortly.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting and Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. 5.9 seconds left. Indians down a point. We have the ball on our end. Carly Niekamp has the ball. And look, we didn't like the way that looked, so we are going to call a timeout. So we've had a bunch of timeouts here in the last few moments. So let's just take a – it's going to be a full timeout, but we'll just take a little bit of a break here and be back.
With the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas show coming up in December, Fort Sight Fuel will again be donating a portion of every sale to the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Fund through the months of October and November. Here's a great way for everybody to support a local business and also support local folks who might be going through some tough times. Again, a portion of every sale at Fort Sight Fuel in October and November will be donated to the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Fund.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, and again, thanks to Fort Sight Fuel for their donation. We'll find out what that is probably tomorrow night when Ryan will stop by with a check. It's going to be sizable. So here we go. It is Indians, 5.9 seconds now, and we are down 1 point. We have the ball, and they get it into... or get it to Carly. She'll get it to Kennedy. She'll dribble across, and she is fouled by Sophia Minker, 4.2 seconds. I think they were trying to do that. I'm not sure why. In my head, I don't understand that, but I don't understand all the tricks there are with the new foul situation. There's no one-and-one anymore. And that was the fourth foul on the Lady Rough Riders. So the Indians will take it out again, and a second 1.7 seconds came off the clock. So there's now 4.2. The next foul would be a shooting foul for our Indians. So I don't know if he just didn't like what he saw might be coming and had them foul. It looked like it was kind of an intentional foul, but I can't imagine them wanting to put us on the foul line with two shots down 1 point. So situation is Indians are down 32-31, 4.2 seconds, and we will have the ball again on our end of the court. And so far, Callie Wendell has not been able to make a shot. She's had four or five very good looks at three-pointers, and I believe one inside and hasn't made it. So here we go. Carly Niekamp will be taking the ball out, and our Indians are kind of lined up a little. She'll get it, try to go inside to Sage. Sage tries to turn and do a shot, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it will be our ball with 1.9 seconds. So the Lady Rough Rider took the ball from Sage, but they call it. So they're going to get it in. Well, they must have switched the sign just right away because it shows us with the possession, but they had the possession. So they must have switched it as soon as the whistle blew because I looked up and the arrow was pointing at our possession, but it was St. Mary's possession, and we fouled number four, Sophia Menker. So they're up 32-31 with less than a second to go, and if she misses both of them and we get a rebound, or she makes both of them and we get a three-point shot off, that's going to be really tough, especially if they give us a little bit of pressure. So she makes the first one, 33-31. Second one goes up, and that bounces around and in. We do get a chance to sort of set stuff up, but Callie dribbles twice, puts it up, and no good. So final score, 34-31 in favor of the Lady Raiders. We outscored them 7-3. But all of their three were right in the last minute. So we'll be back with kind of a wrap-up after this and talk about other things coming up. So back in just a minute or two.
Are your appliances ready for all of your holiday baking? Do you need to update your appliances? Stroll Appliance is your local GE dealer with a large selection of GE and Hotpoint appliances ready for your kitchen today. Shop Stroll's for low pricing, financing, delivery, and they also service appliances too. Stroll's is located at 1513 North Meridian Street at the north edge of Portland, and they're open Monday through Saturday.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians go down 34-31. We had scored, outscored them 7-0 in the fourth quarter and tied the game. But they were able to get a couple of foul shots and kind of thwart our attempts at some shots to win the game. And so it just didn't work out for our Indians at the end. But it was a good battle, and they came back strong in the fourth quarter and held the Lady Rough Riders scoreless for the first 7 minutes or so in the fourth quarter. So gave themselves a really good shot to take care of it. So the Indians now go to 2-5, and St. Mary's Rough Riders go to 5-2. And so some things we have coming up Friday. The boys will play at South Adams at the Star Dome, and we'll simulcast WPGW there. And next week, Thursday, will be the first game, and that is our home version of the Battle of 119. That is between Marion, local, St. Henry, and us. On Wednesday, St. Henry will play at Marion Local. On Thursday, Marion Local will play here. And on Friday, we will play at St. Henry. And it will be boys and girls, pretty much all day basketball. 7th grade through varsity for boys and girls. And here's the schedule of games here. We'll see how it goes. I think this is going to be pretty neat. So at 9:30 will be the junior high games. The girls will play at the middle school, and the boys will play at the high school, 7th grade first, then 8th grade. Then around noon, they'll clear the gyms, and all the remaining games will be played in the high school. So at 1 o'clock, the freshman boys will play. And again, this is against Marion Local. And then at 2:15, the JV boys at 3:30, the JV girls. Then at then we take a break till 6 o'clock, and that'll be the traveling tribe is having their German dinner, and that'll be served from 2 to 6. So they're taking breaks from the games from around 5 after the JV girls is done. Then at 6 o'clock, it'll be the varsity girls followed by the varsity boys. So it's going to be all day, 7th grade, 8th grade, freshman, JV, and varsity for boys and girls starting at 9:30 a.m. With girls playing in the middle school gym and the boys playing junior high boys playing in the high school gym. So going to be an all-day basketball, and that will be against Marion Local. Then on Friday, in the battle of 119, we will go to St. Henry, and it'll be basically that same thing at St. Henry with 7th grade through varsity. And we will simulcast WPGW's coverage probably of the varsity games only, but they may also do the JV. That hasn't been determined yet. So whatever they broadcast, we will simulcast those games. Definitely the varsity games, but may also do the boys and or girls JV games that night. That's Friday at St. Henry, doing the same thing we did here with Marion Local. And there will be NFHS video at St. Henry. Do not know anything about how the audio will go with that. So Saturday, that's Thursday, Marion Local at our place. Friday, we'll be at St. Henry. Then Saturday, the boys will host Lincoln View, and we'll simulcast WPGW for that. So WPGW will be simulcasting them all next week, Thursday, home versus Marion Local with the Battle of 119, Friday at St. Henry, Battle of 119, and Saturday hosting Lincoln View here on Saturday evening, again, hosting Lincoln View and simulcasting WPGW. So, again, kind of recapping, and they did take all the scores off the scoreboard within 5 seconds of when the game was over. So I did get a couple of things written down, and I think I'm pretty accurate on some of the points. So the way the varsity went, first quarter, Fort Recovery led 12-11. In the second quarter, they outscored us 10-7 and took a 21-19 lead at half. Then we scored 5 and they scored 10 in the third, so they were ahead 31-27, but we scored the first 7 points in the fourth quarter and had the game tied at 31 with about a minute to go. They got ahead of us 32-31, and then we had the ball with several chances. I think there were 5 timeouts in the last 10 seconds. So it went on a long time, but it finally ended up in us missing an opportunity to get a shot off and fouling them, and they went down and made 2 foul shots in the last 0.7 seconds. So Indians go down 34-31 here and go to 2-5, and the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders go to 5-2. So we want to thank all of our sponsors, especially our sponsors. They make this all be able to happen. If it wasn't for our sponsors, we couldn't do this. And we do appreciate all of them. That's Kalp Pharmacy, K&L Tractor Sales, Cooper Farms, Wangler Hardware, Miracle Lanes, Wayne IGA, BU Apparel, Hull Brothers, Brick Street Tavern, Strolls Appliance, Fort Site Fuel, B&D Contracting, Fort Recovery Insurance, Fort Camp Excavating, CSG Consulting, Hastings Auto Sales, and Tin Cupboard. So, again, we appreciate them being on board and helping us out. And, again, the Lady Indians go down to defeat 34-31 to the Lady Rough Riders. And we'll be back on Friday at South Adams.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
today. Special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.